I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 25th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. So that was Andrew Breitbart. And what he is alluding to there and describing is has come to be known as or represented by cultural Marxism, which is the flavor of Marxism that does not, you know, traditional orthodox Marxism, if you will, is an economic construct, you know, pitting the labor and management against each other, basically. And it's a very disingenuous, insidious kind of thing. And that's exactly what Karl Marx and those who understand how this works ascribe to. They know what it does. And, you know, folks like Mike Huckabee have told us, I've mentioned many times his foreign policy speech, Council on Foreign Relations speech before the CSIS, Center for Strategic and International Studies, back in September of 2007 on the 2008 presidential campaign trail. Mike Huckabee gave the most concise distillation of Marxism that I've ever heard, that I can remember. He said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory. A small number of intellectuals. Do we have intellectuals in America these days? Took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. So, do we have those ingredients? Do we have the ruling class spark? You know, small number of intellectuals providing the theory. Yeah, that's been happening in colleges and universities across the land for decades now, generations even, and at the highest levels of academia, the hallowed halls of Ivy League schools. So we have that. Do we have the underclass fuel? Yes, we seem to have more and more of that. And do we have less and less of the middle class firewall? Yes, we seem to have less and less of that. So we have the makings of, you know, this tinderbox. And I don't think most people really understand how this works, but some people obviously do. And, you know, folks on what I would call the good guy side of the discussion have written about this, not the least of which Nesta Helen Webster, her book World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, published back in 1921. So 100 years ago, she wrote about this. And people like Marx infiltrating the Workers' Party specifically with the intention to, you know, of ingratiating himself to those people with the express purpose of doing this, you know, causing this kind of havoc, as Mike Huckabee put it, and colliding these people together against themselves and each other. You know, playing people off against one another. So that's kind of a high level example of this. In cultural Marxism, you know, that's the economic version is workers against management. The cultural version, which Breitbart was talking about there at the beginning, is this, you know, we've heard, if you're listening, you know, to certain circles, you know, you'll see it on Fox, you'll see it on PragerU, folks like Dinesh D'Souza, Candace Owens, Glenn Beck's folks over at The Blaze. Certain folks will talk about critical theory and critical race theory. Critical theory coming from the Institute for Social Research, which became the Frankfurt School, known as the Frankfurt School, introduced this concept of critical theory, which is basically a criticism of everything in society. The irony is the same people who are criticizing are part of the contingent that is creating these things. So they create these things that are then criticized, and it's a way to create havoc, as Mike Huckabee said, in society generally, and also a general sense of self-loathing. We don't have the kind of patriotism in America, generally speaking, that we used to have in bygone generations, largely as an outgrowth of this effort, the cultural Marxist push. And it just creates a sense of self-loathing because everything is criticized. That's what critical theory essentially amounts to. So the cultural equivalent of economic Marxism is to divide society up on all of these specious lines, whatever division you can create a fissure on. So maybe it's, you know, critical race theory. Maybe it's what is considered a racial line. You know, maybe it's the color of people's skin, or maybe it's gender. Or maybe it's more socioeconomic, maybe status related, or those kinds of things. And you start dividing people up, and you create these competing interests and get people fighting. That's kind of the macro version of that. And there's also the micro version of that. And I want to talk about these a little bit today. I mentioned, I think, on Tuesday, Larry sent me an email with this article in it from Winter Watch, Russ Winter. Gregory Bateson, the master of double-bind black propaganda. And this is not something that has happened by accident. All of this conflict has not happened by accident. We've talked about some of these terms, double-bind, cognitive dissonance, schizophrenia, which I think, you know, cognitive dissonance, I think of cognitive dissonance and schizophrenia as synonymous. I think of cognitive dissonance as the sexy version of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia sounds bad. If you're schizophrenic, well, maybe there's a problem with you. But even that is, you know, questionable. Without getting too far off track, as I have mentioned many times, when Freud as some have observed, when Freud came to America back in, what, 1919, I think it was, he said, they don't realize we're bringing them the plague. The plague was replacing God and the biblical foundation with this psychoanalysis nonsense. And the problem with that is there is no solid foundation. There is no terra firma, and it's constantly shifting. The Bible is a solid foundation. I went through the answer on translations on Tuesday. You know, which translation? Because we've had that conversation on this broadcast and others several times. So which translation? You know, King James is it only King James? Is it whatever? And as I mentioned in the response from the Brian call to this question from someone, I agree with their synopsis, those who attest that the King James Version is without error, go far beyond what the translators themselves claimed, who in their introduction to the 1611 King James titled The Translators to the Reader acknowledged that this is not a perfect translation. No translation is perfect. As the King James translators noted, quote, now to the latter we answer that we do not deny, nay, we affirm and avow that the very meanest translation of the Bible in English set forth by men of our profession, we have seen none of theirs of the whole Bible as yet. But they're saying the meanest translation of the Bible in English contains the Word of God, nay, is the Word of God. And then the folks, the Berean call staff, add, as God has promised us to preserve his word, they also seem to have greater confidence in his preserving ability than some of us do today. Exactly. Isn't that interesting? How we become self-centered. As we become self-centered, we have less confidence in his ability to preserve his word and message to people and, you know, to do what he says he will do and all those kinds of things. So, not to belabor the issue, to conclude, though, they added, should the Lord tarry, the gulf between modern vernacular and King James English may become as great as that between Latin and the English of 1611. But this last question and answer, I think, says it all. Can he not move with the same power and force as he did then? He certainly can. And that's why I always leave it to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I call it the secret decoder ring. And the Holy Spirit will instruct you in all of those matters. And we don't really need to belabor it any more than that. So the Freudian contingent came to give us the plague of psychoanalysis as a replacement to displace the biblical foundation that America traditionally adhered to, by and large. And I've mentioned this before, but so what's the problem with this? Well, again, if you go to the Wikipedia entry for narcissistic personality disorder, for example, you know, I remember, what was it, the DSM-3, I think, in the 60s, said that homosexuality was deviant behavior. It was described as deviant behavior in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is the, you know, the Bible of the psychology field. And that's constantly changing. So now it's DSM-5, I think it was DSM-3, that said that homosexuality was deviant behavior. Now, not so much. That has shifted. And obviously in the gender dysphoric era, which should not be a term or a thing, all the more so. You can see that line moving. The Bible, however, calls homosexuality a sin. And that has not changed. That's, you know, it doesn't change. And that, I'm not criticizing anything or anyone. I'm just saying the Bible says that. And the DSM has moved on that in the last 50 years or so. Bible hasn't changed in thousands of years. So, and you know, there's more to say about that, but I won't do that in this broadcast. So here's the point, though. If you go to the Narcissistic Personality Disorder Wikipedia entry, I've mentioned under signs and symptoms, this last little bit, this last sentence in the first opening section there under signs and symptoms, last sentence says, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD, and you could substitute anything in there, any personality disorder that the DSM describes, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of, let's just say, a personality disorder, the person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from social norms. Do you see how that fits the dialectical model perfectly? Didactic means or implies that there's a solid foundation. There is right and wrong. There's good and bad. The dialectic is shades of gray, and we're just going to merge all colors together until we end up with one color. You know, like all colors from the spectrum, red, well, what is it, yellow, green, blue, red, purple, you know, chartreuse, fuchsia, all, you know, all of the colors of the spectrum will get merged until we end up with one color, one shade of something, which would probably be very ugly. And that's what is happening in a variety of ways. That's what multiculturalism represents. That's what cultural Marxism is about. And so, as we have discussed, especially recently, that's what these workers of wrath, as some have put it, you know, the book, The Union Jack, published, I think, in 1971, talks about the workers of wrath. And so that's what they intend. That's what they mean when they say peace. They mean the absence of conflict, because they have collided all sides together. It's again, it's how you make a strong sword. You take two different kinds of metal that have two different properties, and you hammer them together to combine those properties. And you just keep folding and hammering, folding and hammering, folding and hammering. And if you look at the Fabian window, that's the metaphor that is depicted. The Fabian society wanted to do that with people everywhere. Fold everyone together, hammer, fold, hammer, fold, hammer. Intense heat with the bellows, just like a blacksmith. And that effort is what we see materializing in this cultural Marxist bent. You'll notice that people, the native or the traditional heritage or the traditions of even certain families are just being stamped out. People are forgetting these things. Men are not men anymore. They're becoming effeminate. Which also the Bible speaks about these things, you know, interesting things. So let's see. I think it's Revelation 21, right? Revelation 21:8. Somewhere around there. It escapes me at the moment. Anyway, the point is, it's not a good thing. And so we're seeing the colliding of all people groups together as a way to, well, eliminate any resistance to or any opposition to these efforts. So Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So here's one example of what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians 6:9 NASB. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? The unrighteous, what does that mean? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, Paul writes, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. And that is that whole mastered by a thing. Gosh, that's an interesting concept. What are we mastered by? Peter sort of echoes that. 2 Peter chapter 2, talking about false teachers. He says, for speaking out arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom. This is where we are in America. We're being promised freedom. Promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. This is accomplished in a variety of ways. Again, I feel like, you know, speaking of slavery, gosh, you know, this is a very fascinating subject. And I feel like Benjamin Franklin is echoed here. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. 2 Peter 2:19, for by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. By what are we overcome today in America? There's a very coercive element at work in America. And, you know, some will call it political correctness. Others would call it maybe by some other designation. But it's a very coercive effort to bend everyone into one homogenous sort of mindset. And that's very unnatural, because as people, kind of like our fingerprints, we're all different in many respects. And as far as, you know, a foundational guiding social construct or contract goes historically, the Bible has been good enough. It has worked so well. Those guys who gave us a republic, if we can keep it, speaking of Ben Franklin, they were able to write documents, again, so small, they fit in your pocket. You can condense the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence into something that fits into your pocket, a tiny little pocket-sized thing, so small that you can't even see it in your pocket. People can't see it in your pocket. Carry it around with you. That was a document intended to govern millions of people. And it worked because the foundational premise was the Bible. And many of them talked about that. I won't belabor that issue either. The reason why this worked is because the Bible is the foundation of it. And it's an interesting thing. You know, we start to be encouraged to drift from this. You know, as Benjamin Franklin said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And we, you know, there are many folks who have talked about the corruption. This has been written about. I've talked about the Illuminized 6 points, and that's a big part of the plan. You know, whether it's that or the protocols or the communist rules for revolution, corrupting the youth. Corrupting youth is a central tenet of these efforts. And there's more to say on that, but we'll get to that in a minute. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
musical interlude. His multitasking is bad for radio. So, before I forget, what's up, Austin? So, Austin Country Club hosting the WGC match play this week. And you know what? If you don't like listening to the sound of grass grow, match play is actually more fun to watch than stroke play, I would say. And so, I don't know, for whatever it's worth, I think that is kind of an antidote to this stuff. I've talked about that before. Golf is kind of a microcosm of life. And even though the professionalized version of golf is much different than the real life version of golf, and those guys play target golf these days, and it's not strategic the way that it used to be and stuff, all that notwithstanding, I don't know. I think it's interesting. It's good television. How about that? If there is such a thing as good television, yes, that's where I want it. So speaking of that, and speaking of the corruption of the youth, remember there was a speech Newt Minow gave, right? FCC Chairman Newt Minow back in the 60s. It was the early 60s, 1961. The speech was titled Television of the Public Interest. And he was appointed FCC chair by Kennedy, JFK. And this is the speech that he made, that he used that famous phrase that was actually attributed to journalist John Bartlow Martin. But this is what he said. Go ahead, please.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland. You will see a procession of game shows, formula comedies about totally unbelievable families, blood and thunder, mayhem, violence, sadism, murder, Western bad men, Western good men, private eyes, gangsters, more violence and cartoons.
There you go. That's enough right there. A vast wasteland. Wait, when was that? That was 26. No, that was 1961. That was 60 years ago. Better now, though, right? Or maybe not. So what's happening? And, you know, many people have observed, folks calling to this network, you know, we've talked about it many times, to the point, I would say, ad nauseum, where, you know, how many times can you say it? Sometimes the best thing that can happen is that you can, you know, get what you want. Or what you think you want. And so, you know, around the same time that he was making that speech, there were some changes happening in the public school system, dispensing with, again, you know, Bible, prayer, those kinds of things. You can't do that anymore, and that becomes controversial. And this was always a, you know, the Bible was, if nothing else, a historical document in school, if nothing else. Of course, it's much more than that, but it's a love letter from the living God, you know, our creator, to each one of us. But if nothing else, it was a historical document, and it is a historical document, if nothing else. So why wouldn't you want to include that so that you can, oh, I know, because in Orwellian fashion, you know, who controls the present controls the past, and who controls the past controls the future. And if you can change the story, then you change the course of the future, right? You change the course of history, you change the course of the future. And so maybe that is what's been going on. So my question is, when Newt Minow made that speech in 1961, that was quite a statement. There was more, it was about a 40-minute speech, but you know, I had a conversation with a friend recently about television, and he said, you know, there's nothing on, there's nothing. And lots of people have commented on this. I mean, it's just what is happening. And then you go to the subscription services, Netflix and whatever. I mean, it's even more virulent. They're more virulent strains of evil, basically, and wickedness. So who is allowing young people to watch this stuff? Who is watching this stuff? And we can kid ourselves for a while, perhaps, as we run on the fumes of grace and mercy. But, you know, just because God causes the rain to fall on the righteous and the wicked doesn't mean that his judgment will be withstood forever. Friend told me a while back, he thought it was Billy Graham. I don't know. I haven't looked, but he, you know, I've mentioned it recently. He said, I think it was Billy Graham who said, if God doesn't judge America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. We all have choices to make. And just because God causes the rain to fall on the righteous and the wicked doesn't mean we're getting away with something. Just because we may be running on the fumes of grace and mercy doesn't mean we're getting away with something. And his judgment will not be withstood forever. And when you look at passages like Romans chapter 1, eventually, you know, whatever metaphor or analogy you want to use, you know, eventually the music stops and, you know, we must pay. And you look at the end of Romans chapter 1, which I've mentioned many times. I won't even mention it, I think. Something's got to give. We are infected with a mind virus. And, you know, there's the argument about, was Gregory Bateson really that depraved? You know, he wasn't really that depraved. I think both are kind of true, if that makes sense. I think his work was hijacked in the same sort of fashion that I've mentioned of Alan Turing, that Jaron Lanier writes about. You know, all of these guys, they get reduced into these little sound bites, sort of a caricature of a person. We're encouraged to forget the rest of who they are and what they said. And these little sound bites are excerpted to serve a certain purpose. That's very interesting. And so you read in Romans chapter 1, how does it start? You know, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, who suppress the truth. Is there an effort to suppress the truth? Glenn in Philadelphia reminds us from time to time, especially lately, that in war, the first casualty is the truth. Are we at war? There are many more forms than kinetic. Psychological, for example. Mimetic, for example. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That sounds redundant. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. Sounds like an oxymoron to me. Doesn't it sound like a contradiction? His invisible attributes have been clearly seen. No, it's not a contradiction. It's so obvious, you can't ascribe it to evolution or chance or all of this other nonsense, child's, you know, fairy tales. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen by being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even, and here's where the trouble comes in, for even though they knew God, And I've talked about this many times. We've had churches on every corner in America for a long time, and that's been going away. Now they're mega churches. They're not the wonderful cathedrals of old. Now they're in all of the movie theaters that are vacant. That should tell you something, I think. When all of the theaters are converted to so-called churches, maybe that's, I don't know. Some might argue it's a good sign. I'm not so sure. For even though they knew God, we used to have a church on every corner. We knew God. Bibles on every coffee table. We have translations coming out our ears here in America. Has anybody looked lately at the variety of translations? New International, New Living, English Standard, Berean Study, Berean Literal, King James, of course. New King James, American Standard, New American Standard, 1971, 77, 95, 2020, New American Standard. Which one do you want? Amplified, Christian Standard, Holman, you know, Dewey Rhymes. I know some people that read Dewey Rhymes. On and on. A plethora of translations. It seems that we are, you know, it seems self-serving. In the final analysis, I agree with the King James folks that the very meanest translation of the Bible in English, set forth by men of their profession, contains the Word of God, nay, is the Word of God. So how many do we need? Well, again, the secret decoder ring is really where it comes down to. So we've heard about this stuff in a variety of ways and from a variety of people. Some of the most unlikely or unassuming, you would never guess. I've mentioned Carl Sagan's quote from The Demon-Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark, published back in 1996, where he talked about this stuff. I have a foreboding of an America in my children's and grandchildren's time when the United States is a service and information economy. Wow. He got that one right, didn't he? When nearly all the manufacturing industries have slipped away to other countries. Wow, he got that one right. When awesome technological powers are in the hands of a very few. Wow, he got that one right. And no one representing the public interest can even grasp the issues. Got that one right, too. There's an effort to convolute that so that people can't. Ongoing. When the people have lost the ability to set their own agendas or knowledgeably question those in authority. Got that one right, didn't he? When clutching our crystals and nervously consulting our horoscopes, our critical faculties in decline, unable to distinguish between what feels good and what's true, we slide almost without noticing back into superstition and darkness. What has happened as we came through 2020? Have you seen people driving around with masks on in their cars? I watched a gentleman in the Costco parking lot earlier this week change windshield wiper blades. Costco has a great deal on wiper blades. Have you heard? Anyway, gentleman's parked way out at the end of the other, you know, other end of the parking lot, away from any other vehicles. No one around. It was windy. He's got a mask on, changing wiper blades on his car. Why? Who is he protecting? From what? Windy. I saw a family on a corner downtown. No one around them, people across the street. It was so windy, the woman's hair was horizontal, blown horizontal. Everyone in the family had masks on, including the children. One of the children couldn't have been older than 5. That is child abuse. I'm not going to say I think. That is child abuse. Unable to distinguish between what feels good and what's true, we slide almost without noticing back into superstition and darkness. Speaking of the double bind, schizophrenia, cognitive dissonance, this is something that is being engineered. The double bind. Remember when I've talked about this double bind concept? If you go to the Wikipedia entry for The double bind. Even the Wikipedia entry mentions, maybe it still does, maybe they got rid of that already, the fact that Bates and his colleagues. So the term double bind was first used by the anthropologist Gregory Bates and his colleagues in the mid-1950s in their discussions on the complexity of communication in relation to schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is genetic, right? It's hereditary, right? Bateson made clear that such complexities are common in normal circumstances, especially in play, humor, poetry, ritual, and fiction. It's just a story, Chris. We're just telling a story. Yeah, but you don't understand what that story is doing to your mind and your critical faculties. Finish that thought when we come back. Stick around.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. All right, let me see if I can sum this up real quick in this last segment here before the second hour. So the double bind, how does it occur? Where does it come from? Is it hereditary? Bateson and his colleagues coined the term, first used the term. Basin made clear that such complexities are common in normal circumstances, especially in play, humor, poetry, ritual, and fiction. Their findings indicated that the tangles in communication – is communication tangled these days? English is uniquely predisposed to communication tangles. The love languages, for example, have rules that cannot be broken. They do not lend themselves to these kinds of tangles. Their findings indicated that the tangles in communication, often diagnosed as schizophrenia, are not necessarily the result of an organic brain dysfunction. What? Instead, they found that destructive double binds were a frequent pattern of communication among families of patients, and they proposed that growing up amidst perpetual double binds could lead to learned patterns of confusion in thinking and communication. And then what do you suppose happens? Like begets like, perhaps? Problem gets worse? Does that sound like chaos and confusion? Does it sound like the havoc that Mike Huckabee talked about? Are we, you know, I remember seeing sentence diagramming that my mom did in grade school, I believe. Fifth grade, I want to say. I think grade school. Sentence diagramming. Are young people diagramming sentences anymore? Do they understand the structure of language? Are our children more intelligent, generally speaking? Are they being better educated than we were 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago? Remember when your grandmother said, or your great-grandma, or whatever the case, oh, sweetie, you kids are so smart these days. You know, I only made it through the eighth grade. Trouble is, their eighth grade education allowed them to run their local municipality. We've had this increasingly disparate educational experience where basically it's, you know, the distance widening is between rulers and ruled. We're encouraged to leave everything to technocrats. And this is happening in the most insidious kinds of ways and places. Here's a book, a friend, a dear friend for whom I have tremendous respect and admiration. I really do. He's a fantastic guy. Recommended this book, Halftime by Bob Buford. First published, I think, back in 95. And it's considered a religious or Christian book. And this, you know, sometimes the dedications tell you a lot. No offense to this friend, because he really is a dear friend. So Bob Buford's dedication to the two most important people in my life, Linda, the woman who has shaped my heart, and the late Peter Drucker, the man who formed my mind. This is considered a religious book. And the, you know, technocratic understudy is the author of it. So I can't help but think of Romans chapter 1. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.